Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Let your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your laws. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is absolutely clear to us today, because this doesn't confuse us at all, because it makes perfect sense. Not really. The key, instead of being at the end, is at the very beginning. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turns and addresses them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Jesus said this because there were great crowds, throngs of people, lots of people, people who just were curious, people who wanted to be fed. They'd heard a rumor. Everywhere Jesus went, he gave them bread to eat. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, they must have been muttering like anything. All of a sudden, they're told, we have to hate our families. We have to hate everybody. We can't be Jesus' disciple. What he was doing was telling them, you have to be authentic. It has to be real for you. If you want to follow me, it's going to mean a cross. It's going to be a difficult road to travel. It's not going to be an easy thing. And if we truly follow our faith, if we truly work at it with all our heart, soul, and mind, we know that it's not an easy thing to love God and to love our neighbor as ourself. We tend to talk about our neighbors. We speak of people in poor ways. We don't think when we're talking. And loving them? How can we love all these people? You know, all you have to do is drive around that circle a couple times and you know there's a problem. I got stuck in it the other... Never mind. Jesus is telling us, though, good news. The good news is there's a reward for those who follow him. There's a reward for those who lay down their life for him. There's a reward for those who seek him. And if we seek him, we will find him. The author in the Book of Wisdom speaks about God's counsel, And there was a phrase there that seemed interesting. When things are in heaven, who can search them out? We can scarce understand the things that are around us, but how can we contemplate things of heaven? Who can know God's counsel? Or who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. For we have many, many distractions. Scarce do we guess the things on earth, and what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Well, thanks be to God, we have the capacity to search out the things that are in heaven. Because each week that you come and I come to this holy sacrifice of the Mass, we are searching out things of heaven. Things of heaven are being presented to us. Things of heaven are coming down upon this altar. Things of heaven are right before our eyes. We are being transformed minute by minute, day by day, year by year, into the body of Christ. And we can't take that for granted. We have to allow ourselves, each time we come to this Mass, to enter more and more fully into the sacrifice. And that's exactly what it is, a sacrifice. It's Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. It's Jesus' sacrifice at the upper room. It's Jesus' sacrifice even all the way back to Mount Sinai. It's Jesus' sacrifice here and now in this holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's our sacrifice too, if we allow it to become so. We're called to enter into a divine mystery, and we can do it with God's grace. Oh, we can say, we're not worthy, and we do. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word and I shall be healed. Every passage of Scripture that we repeat in the Mass is for our edification, to help us to enter more fully into the divine life. Paul talks about Onesimus. Onesimus is a slave who probably ran away. And Paul, after converting him to Christianity, loved this young man. And this man was sent back because he knew it was right for him to return to his rightful owner. All discussion of slavery aside, Paul speaks and says, perhaps this is why he was away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a brother. Philemon was a Christian. Paul, a Christian. Onesimus, a Christian. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. We're called to welcome each other as partners in the divine plan. We're walking along a road together. None of us can make it on our own. Sure, we have the prayers of the saints in heaven for us, but we also have to have our own fellowship, our own community. That's why the church works together as a unity. So pray for the peace of the church. Pray for our own church, for the diocese, for our seminarians that are welcomed here today, and for all of our young people, that they may understand more and more the knowledge and wisdom of God, and that they may come to rely more and more on Him, and that we may be good examples. We need to be good examples, because you can't just go do what I say, but not what I do. We have to do the things that the Lord calls us to do. Let your face shine upon your servant and teach me your laws.